Hi, I'm Jorm from Chathamize, and welcome to another episode of the Chathamize podcast. And today we're going to talk about WhatsApp and WhatsApp chatbots. So what is a WhatsApp chatbot? I will tell you about an example of a WhatsApp chatbot. Why should you use WhatsApp chatbots? How do you get approved by WhatsApp to create a chatbot on WhatsApp? The different message rules that are on WhatsApp, which software you can use, and even some of the drawbacks of using WhatsApp if you compare it to other channels such as Facebook Messenger. So, what is a WhatsApp chatbot? A WhatsApp chatbot is an automated conversation partner on WhatsApp. It facilitates a conversation between a person and a human. So, where you would normally talk with another person on WhatsApp, you're not talking now with another person, but you're talking with a computer. And based on the answers and the responses that you give to the chatbot gives automated responses and questions back to you. So a great example of a WhatsApp chatbot is the WhatsApp chatbot of KLM. KLM is one of the largest airlines in the world, and they have over 30,000 customers, and they serve passengers over 145 destinations. And they were the first airline that created a WhatsApp chatbot. And they didn't use that WhatsApp chatbot to get more customers, but they used the chatbot to serve existing customers. So they used the chatbot, if you already booked a flight, then you could opt in for the chatbot, and the chatbot would send you booking information, check-in notifications, your boarding pass, and even flight status updates. For example, if your flight was delayed, automatically you will get a message on WhatsApp. So these are really useful messages you would get inside your own WhatsApp about your flight. So the question is, why should you use WhatsApp chatbots as a business? And there really are two reasons why you should use WhatsApp chatbots. The first is that there are currently, as of today, 1.6 billion WhatsApp users that access the app on a monthly basis. So every month, 1.6 billion people are using WhatsApp at least once. And together, they're responsible for 65 billion WhatsApp messages that are sent every day. I will repeat it again. 65 billion WhatsApp messages are sent every day. And you want to be part of that. Your customers, the people you are trying to serve, are already on WhatsApp. And you are probably not. So you need to be there. So you need to be where your customers are. And your customers are on WhatsApp. So you need to be on WhatsApp. And you can use WhatsApp to serve your existing customers or to get new customers. So that's the reason why you should use WhatsApp as a channel. But why should you use a chatbot? There are a lot of reasons why you should use a chatbot. By the way, I will call six of them. It will save time and money on your customer service because 80% of customer service questions are standard questions that can easily be answered by a chatbot. Second, a chatbot can boost your sales. You can display your products and services and even sell your products and services directly inside your WhatsApp chatbot. You could get more leads. This is also a new function of Facebook because Facebook a year ago or 2 years ago, I don't recall by heart, but Facebook bought WhatsApp. And now it's even possible in Facebook ads to automatically send a message when people click on that Facebook ad. They will automatically go to WhatsApp. So you can also use a WhatsApp chatbot to get more leads. And if we look at the customer service part of your WhatsApp chatbot, you can reply in seconds instead of days, where your normal customer service would probably reply in minutes, hours, or days. Really depends on the quality of your customer service. Your chatbot will respond in 1 second. Also, your chatbot can handle thousands of conversations all at the same time, where your normal customer service, where you need humans to handle the customer service, if there are more questions, you need more humans. With a chatbot, if there are more questions, you still just need one chatbot. The fifth thing is that a chatbot is always online. A chatbot is 24/7 available anywhere. So it doesn't matter where the user is. It doesn't matter what time it is. Your chatbot is always available, always there to help your customers. And the last thing, you can send real-time personalized messages to your customers. So these are the six reasons why you should use a chatbot on WhatsApp. And again, a lot of messages are sent through WhatsApp. A lot of people are on WhatsApp. So that's the reason why you should be on WhatsApp. But WhatsApp also has its disadvantages over other channels. And if you compare it to Facebook Messenger, the main disadvantage is the interface. Because Facebook Messenger has a more UI interface, a more intuitive interface. So, for example, you can use images, you can use videos, you can use buttons, you can use galleries, you can use all kinds of elements to talk with your customer or to talk with a potential customer. And in WhatsApp, you can only use text, images, and videos. You cannot use buttons because buttons are not displayed in WhatsApp. You just cannot use them. You can ask the user, do you want to talk to sales or do you want to talk to customer service? Press 1 for sales, press 2 for customer service. And then if the user types in 1, then he will go to the customer service. Otherwise, he will go to the sales. But in general, no buttons. The user must always type. So that's one of the drawbacks of WhatsApp if you compare it to other channels such as Facebook Messenger. Another drawback is that you need to be approved by WhatsApp to create a WhatsApp chatbot. So in Facebook Messenger, you only have to create a Facebook page. You can create a chatbot using ManyChat or Silverbots or MobileMonkey or Chatfuel. Connect that to your Facebook page and then your chatbot is immediately live. You can just make a chatbot in a matter of minutes and it will be live. In WhatsApp, that's not the case. For WhatsApp, you need to be approved by WhatsApp. And WhatsApp has some rules in order to get approved. And I must say, I will not go by the rules one by one because there are a lot of rules. For example, you cannot send drug information through WhatsApp. That's one of the rules. But in general, most companies are approved by WhatsApp. And when you get approved by WhatsApp, then you're allowed to create a WhatsApp chatbot. And this approval process generally takes between 5 and 15 working days. So a time ago, last summer, I was approached by a potential client and she asked me, can you create a chatbot on WhatsApp for us? And I said, yes, of course, I can create a chatbot on WhatsApp for you. And they say, okay, we need it in 7 days. And I was like, even if I can create a chatbot in 7 days, which is extremely fast, then there's just a possibility that WhatsApp hasn't approved you yet. So it will not be live in 7 days. So that's something you need to think about before going on WhatsApp. You cannot create a WhatsApp chatbot in a matter of minutes. It will probably take you weeks before it's actually live. And on WhatsApp, you also have some message rules. So WhatsApp has a 24-hour window. And what does that mean? The 24-hour window means that if someone chats with your chatbot, 24 hours start. And within those 24 hours, you can send any message to the user. Promotional, unpromotional, doesn't matter. You can send any message to the user in those 24 hours. But after those 24 hours, you can only send messages according to some scenarios. And in total, there are 11 scenarios you can use to send a message outside the 24-hour window. And examples of such scenarios are a reminder about a reservation, a reminder about a booking someone did, reminder about a payment they did, all these kinds of reminders, you can use them. And these scenarios are called WhatsApp message templates. And you also need to apply for these message templates in order to use them. And I will not go by them one by one, because in total there are 11, and then it will become a really boring podcast. But you can just read them on my blog. Just go to chatamize.com/WhatsApp chatbots, and there you can just read them. Another thing that I haven't told you yet is that if someone chats with your chatbot, the 24-hour window starts. But it also means that every time a user chats with your chatbot, the 24-hour window reopens. So for example, if we say a user talks with your chatbot, 24-hour window opens. Then for 8 hours, they don't say anything. And then after those 8 hours, they're talking again with our chatbot. Then the 24-hour window will reopen. So that will mean that every time the user talks with our chatbot, we have a new 24-hour window in which we can send any message, promotional or unpromotional. So now we know what WhatsApp chatbots are, why you should use them, how you can get approved, and which message rules there are, which chatbot software can we use to create a WhatsApp chatbot. And there are really a lot of different chatbot builders for WhatsApp. For example, we have Silverbots, we have Lambot, we have Ingati, we have Tars, we have Cliengo, we have Flow.ai, we have a lot of different ones. And even big ones are coming. For example, ManyChat is now currently in a beta to have WhatsApp chatbots on their platform. So it's becoming bigger and bigger every day. More chatbot builders are coming into the WhatsApp chatbot space. And in general, there are really two kinds of chatbot builders. You have chatbot builders that have an integration with Twilio, in which the chatbot builder is handling the chatbot part of the conversation, and Twilio makes sure that the message is actually sent and received on WhatsApp. And the other option would be that the chatbot builder has its own native integration with WhatsApp. And each kind of chatbot builder has its own advantages and disadvantages. So if we look at the chatbot builder that has an integration with Twilio, and an example of such a builder is Silverbots, they have an integration with Twilio. The advantage is that Twilio is extremely cheap. So in Twilio, it will cost you about 1 cent to send one message. So for every message you send, you just pay 1 cent. But the drawback is that you need to use two platforms. You need to use and Silverbots and Twilio, and you need to create an integration between them. And with Silverbots, it is extremely easy to create that integration, but with some chatbot builders, it is much harder to do. So the advantage of an integration with Twilio is that it is cheap, but the disadvantage is that you need to use two platforms. The other option would be to have a chatbot builder that has its own integration with WhatsApp. And an example of such a chatbot builder is Lambot. Lambot has its own integration with WhatsApp. And the benefit for you as a chatbot maker is that you only need to use one platform. So you don't need to use two platforms, just only Lambot, and you can create your WhatsApp chatbot. But the drawback is that in general, these kinds of chatbot builders are more expensive. For example, with Lambot, it will cost you 150 euros to have 500 chats. This means it is about 30 times more expensive than with Twilio. Because in Twilio, 500 different messages, so I will just say 500 different chats, will cost you 5 euros. But with Lambot, it will cost you 150 euros. So it's just way more expensive. And again, it's just a choice you need to make. Are you willing to pay more to just only use one platform, or do you want to pay less and you need to use two platforms? So that was it for today. What we talked about is what are WhatsApp chatbots. I even provide an example of a WhatsApp chatbot to a WhatsApp chatbot by KLM. Why you should use WhatsApp chatbots, the WhatsApp Business API, and that you need to get approved before you can create your own WhatsApp chatbot, the different message rules that are on WhatsApp, and the different chatbot builders you can use to create your own WhatsApp chatbot. If you have any questions about WhatsApp chatbots or how you can use them, you can go to my blog, chatamize.com/WhatsApp chatbots, or you can just reach out to me at info@chatamize.com. And if you want more podcast episodes on how you can use chatbots in your marketing, please follow my podcast channel and like this podcast episode. Have a great day, and I hope you will listen next time.